As many as 60 gay and lesbian-owned businesses operate in Eureka Springs. And to better promote their industry, they're organizing a guild. It's the first of its kind in Arkansas, and Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
Fusion Squared's among a handful of especially nice fine art and craft galleries located on Upper Spring Street in Eureka. John Jarrett is co-owner of the business, along with his partner, glass artist John Reinhardt. He says many of their patrons are gay.
I think when you come here, you feel like you're home.
Of Eureka's 2,000 residents, as many as 400 are gay, many operating tourist accommodations, gift shops, and restaurants. Seasonal diversity festivals attract thousands more gay tourists to town every year. To better capitalize on this lucrative demographic, John Jarrett has been leading the effort to form a gay business guild.
I feel it's very important that the gay business owners in town band together and take charge of their own destiny.
The group is applying for a 501c6 nonprofit status for business leagues, chambers of commerce, real estate boards, and boards of trade, and are crafting bylaws.
Probably by the end of this month, we'll have the bylaws set down. And at that point, we will be meeting with the community at large to present this to them.
Several meetings with gay business owners at large were hosted this winter and spring, allowing opportunity to come up with a mission statement.
To foster the economic well-being of the greater Eureka Springs LGBT and allied business and professional community by promoting Eureka Springs as a year-round LGBT inclusive tourist destination. In addition, we want to devise networking, advertising, marketing, and social opportunities for guild members, and we want to serve as an advocate for LGBT business issues and initiatives. Finally, we would like to expand business opportunities by connecting guild members to local, state, and national travel market entities, and to serve as a liaison to local, state, and national tourism agencies.
Dozens of gay business guilds and chambers operate across the country in places like Tampa, Florida, and Charlotte, North Carolina, where Teresa Davis, an attorney for the federal government, is president of the All-Volunteer Charlotte Business Guild, established in 1992.
Participation in any LGBT organization is vital to the LGBT community in that particular city.
Davis says her guild functions more as a social professional network, hosting monthly meetings with featured speakers, and is also a diversity member of the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce. They also do target advertising in both mainstream and gay press.
Through Facebook, through other social media, we advertise in the Charlotte LGBT newspaper, which is called Q Notes, and sometimes we advertise in the Charlotte Observer.
The Eureka Springs Gay Business Guild hopes to raise advertising dollars. For now, you can spot gay-owned shops by rainbow iconography, hanging in windows and from awnings. And longtime guild advocate Michael Walsh says gay business greatly contributes to the local economy.
You know, even if you take three diversity weekends a year that draw thousands of people, even if they only spent $100 each for a weekend, that would be hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The former Universal Press syndicated columnist and Chicago Sun-Times editor lives just outside of Eureka, where he writes for Better Homes and Gardens publications. He's also author of Arkansas's first domestic partnership registry ordinance, which brings many gay couples to town.
Well, the Eureka Springs Domestic Partnership Registry, which was enacted in 2007, has drawn more than 700 couples from 15 different states outside of Arkansas. So that's how powerful something like that can be. And eventually, when same-sex marriage is legal in Arkansas, it will do the same thing.
Same-sex marriage is currently banned in Arkansas, but the state's Economic Development Commission chief, Grant Tenniel, recently went on record in support of repealing it, because it will promote economic growth and attract new business.
I mean, Eureka Springs has already been billing itself as the marriage capital of the South for years and years, and approximately 5,000 marriages are performed here every year. So, but that doesn't count gay and lesbian couples.
Walsh says the Gay Guild will promote Eureka Springs as a safe and welcoming place.
We are gay travelers. We know what gay travelers are looking for when they go to a place. And their number one priority is safety. They want to go someplace where they're comfortable. And in Eureka Springs, you can hold hands on the street, you can have a romantic dinner with your partner, and feel completely respected And so we want to get that message out.
The Greater Eureka Springs Chamber of Commerce does list Diversity Weekends on its calendar of events, but guild members believe the chamber has failed to promote gay business interests. Chamber Director Mike Bishop could not be reached for comment. Now, Eureka Springs Advertising and Promotion Commission does advertise in regional gay publications, says Mike Maloney, Executive Director, and he supports the guild's formation. On any given day during the season, the tourist population swells to as many as 16,000, he says, but no data has been gathered on the number of gay visitors.
What we do know, though, is that whenever a Diversity Weekend comes about, we see a lot of new faces in town. So, you know, we've got a pretty good idea that it is effective. It does promote commerce. We take a look at our web traffic, and we notice that starting on Thursday, we start to see this swell in visitor traffic to eurekasprings.org, our website. And, you know, we have a pretty good idea that the accommodations, which is what basically they're looking for, has got some direct reference to people in the gay and lesbian community that are looking for places to stay. So, and then there's some specific venues in town that really do cater, I think, very well to the gay and lesbian community.
Eureka Springs is the fourth largest income-producing city for tourism in the state, and business in Eureka is good.
Well, in overall tax revenues collected, we ended the year up almost 11% over the previous year, which was the biggest record year that we had had.
Lamont Ritchie has an excellent grasp on Eureka's zeitgeist, to being a longtime guest cottage owner in Eureka Springs, as well as transit director. He now serves as Justice of the Peace on Carroll County Quorum Court. From his current perch at Quicksilver Gallery in downtown Eureka, which he owns with his partner Steve Roberson, Lamont Ritchie sees how the tourist culture is shifting.
My conversation with people involved with the chamber, there's a recognition of how the diversity of town really promotes what we are and why we're the draw and attraction that we are. And we have an idea in our minds as to how we want to promote it, and we're going to work hand-in-hand with everybody.
Gay business guilds, says Michael Walsh, have contributed to the revival of certain small communities.
In effect, it was the Key West Gay Business Guild that basically salvaged Key West as a resort destination after the U.S. Navy pulled out and abandoned the naval station down there, and the population dwindled to nothing and the town was a wreck. But gay and lesbian entrepreneurs came in, rebuilt the town, rebuilt its reputation, and provided entertainment venues for both gay tourists and straight tourists.
And that phenomenon has played out in Eureka.
There has been a gay community here for over half a century, no question about it. And they have been the entrepreneurs and the creative people and the artists who have rehabbed the houses and the businesses and brought them back to life.
According to the Williams Institute, the nation's top sexual orientation and gender identity law and public policy think tank, an estimated 9 million Americans identify as lesbian, gay, or bisexual, comprising 3.5% of the adult population. And David Paisley, Senior Research Director at Community Marketing Insights, researches their travel and spending habits. Paisley says, in the main, LGBT consumers tend to be a little more affluent.
So what we found through our research is that LGBTs do have a little bit higher income, but it has a lot to do with just that we have a tendency to live in more progressive cities and communities where everyone in those communities just tends to make a little bit more.
Paisley said progressive rural resort towns like Eureka Springs are gaining in popularity, and smaller communities tend to be more successful in courting gay tourism when they operate gay guilds or chambers.
But what typically happens is that they're so successful, the local tourism bureaus begin to notice. And then often, the local tourism bureaus start participating in this type of outreach.
Across the U.S., we have nearly 40 gay chambers of commerce, with six in the Southeast. The Chicago area Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce is based on Clark Street, familiar to new Eureka migrants, Ken Riley and his partner Harold Ellis.
When Harold and I had our 25th anniversary, the Chicago City Council did pass a resolution honoring the things that Harold and I had done.
The city passed a resolution to honor Riley and Ellis as plaintiffs in the state's first felony hate crimes prosecution, and for being instrumental in reviving several depressed neighborhoods in the city, After visiting Eureka Springs several years ago, the couple decided to relocate here to operate a realty and lodging business. They are also ground floor members of the new Eureka Springs Gay Business Guild. Again, Ken Riley.
As a lodging owner here in town, we pay a CAPC tax, that's City Advertising and Promotion, and we don't really have a lot to say about where we want the money spent and stuff like that. So by being a member of this organization as well, we can advertise directly to who we want, whether it's the Advocate or the Tulsa Star or whatever. It's just to get people saying, hey, this is a place to be.
The couple now look forward to many pleasant years in Eureka Springs, having happily downsized, Ozarkian style, from their million-dollar Chicago home to a country cottage for two at the end of a dirt road with chickens. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.